The United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates said in Prague this week that the U.S. might consider delaying the activation of its proposed missile defense shield in Central Europe until Washington had definitive proof of a missile threat from Iran. Mr. Gates was speaking in Prague after a meeting with the Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek to discuss the missile defense proposals, which have deeply angered Russia. And Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, was this a sign that the U.S. is increasingly desperate to get the Russians on side over missile defense?
Well, yeah, and certainly it was an unusual offer. I think on the same day that President George W. Bush was saying in Washington that the need for missile defense was real and urgent because of the threat from Iran, Mr. Gates was saying in Prague that the U.S. might go ahead and build missile defense facilities in Central Europe, but not activate them until there was definitive proof of a missile threat from Iran.
And I also gather that that's not all he suggested.
No, he had another remarkable offer for the Russians. He said that there was a suggestion on the table for a Russian presence, as he called it, at the Czech radar base, which, if this plan goes ahead, will work in tandem with a battery of interceptor missiles across the border in Poland. He did stress, though, that the invitation would only be made with the consent of the Czech government.
Well, that is certainly an interesting factor, but do you think that such consent would actually be forthcoming?
Well, the Czech Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, was standing at Mr. Gates' side. He had no comment at all on that suggestion. I think, but judging by the reaction from Czech MPs asked afterwards on Czech TV, that idea might be hard to sell. Remember, this American base, if it's ever built, of course, will be located in a former military base used by Russian soldiers. So the idea of Russian soldiers returning to the Czech Republic, even as observers, is certainly controversial.
Now we're talking about the Russians here. What has been the Russian reaction so far?
Well, the defense minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, was quoted by the Russian news agency TASS as saying that Moscow was willing to discuss suggestions regarding missile defense, but had received no official offer from Washington. And remember, of course, that Mr. Gates and the U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, received a very icy reception when they went to Moscow earlier this month to try and calm Russian fears over missile defense. And Mr. Lavrov was also quoted as saying this week that while North Korea, he believed, presented a real missile threat, Iran did not. So I think, Jan, that Russia simply doesn't believe Iran poses a threat. They're worried missile defense in Central Europe is a threat to their security. And nothing that Mr. Gates or anybody else said this week has changed that.
Yeah, and thank you, Rob Cameron. Of course, this issue remains a major one here in the Czech capital, and it's going to be one that we return to often in the coming weeks and months.